100 Word Stories. Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. I'm not dead yet, so let's have some stories. It's weekly challenge time. All right. Well, how about we get a bunch of stories from you? Wouldn't that be great? I think it would be. Let's see. The topic this week was ounce, so let's go ahead and look in the mailbag. And, oh wow, we got quite a few stories this time. We've got Muncie and Jeffrey, Richard, Tura, Serendipity, Zachman, Jerry, Anima, and Tom. We've got a few catch-up stories by John Musico. We'll get those out on the feed a little bit later. And then Lizzie, Vicky Penny, and Narwhal Joe. Oh, there you go. I should play this one in reverse. Let the latecomers come first. Nah, we'll do that next week. By the way, next week, I'm going out to a writer's conference. So the next weekly challenge is going to be just a little late. I may put it together on the airplane. I don't know what I'm going to do. But what I will do is get this one done and then let you all enjoy in a whole week of stories and the usual stuff and over and over and over and over. Do you ever get sick of it? I do. A lot. I mean, it's been 10 years of doing this kind of thing. But after a while, you do get sick of it, and then you get your second wind and your third wind and your fourth wind, and you realize it's all part of a cycle. And maybe the peaks and valleys come at different times, but they come, and you deal with it, and you just keep moving on. There are times when I've been like, shouldn't I move on to something else? Shouldn't I do something more? And it's like, what do you want more for? Are you enjoying this? I guess not always. Maybe I do, maybe I don't. That's okay. I've seen that there are times when I haven't enjoyed it. And then a week or two later, wow, I did enjoy it. So I know that the times that I don't enjoy, just give it time. I'm sure that you go through these cycles too. Well, those of you still listening. Those of you who no longer enjoy, well, I'm just going to shut that down. They said something that I disagree with. Well, well, you do have your entertainment choices and your hobby choices. So you jump around and leave around. You find you like to paint things, or you like to breed rabbits, or you like to look at stars and astronomy and all that stuff. Do what you enjoy. I do something awful, and like, well, you know, I like to make stuff that Alton Brown does on his show, even though it all tastes awful. That would be weird. So, let's just get with the stories before I say something that offends you, right? And just for the record, I am not black. I don't claim to be black. I don't want to be in a leadership role with at any level of the NAACP. Okay? Let's just get that settled. Okay? Thank you. Here's Muncie's story, and I'll talk to you in a little bit.
Greetings, Junebugs. Muncie here, rocking a story-like thing with all the story-like things a story might bring. Let's have at it, Hoss. Prevention by Christopher Monroe. An ounce of prevention, they say, is worth a pound of cure. And if that's true, what would a pound of prevention be worth? Or a ton? What if we could prevent everything? Surely this would be the ultimate cure, solving every problem everywhere forever. To this end, I've devoted my life to the concept of entropy. The idea that all systems in time inevitably break down, and spent my effort doing whatever I could to speed up the process. Because prevention is greater than cure. And, in that light, the heat death of the universe can't come quickly enough. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at Munzee Munzee. That's it for me, Junebugs. That's it for me.
Good morning. It's Jeffrey Fisher here for week 477 on the topic of ounce. And I've got two stories for you. My first story is called An Ounce of Prevention. I felt a cold coming on, so I decided that an ounce of prevention was in order. No, that's not a metaphor. I'm a wizard, and prevention is my own recipe for warding off bad outcomes. It's powerful stuff, though, and a little goes a long way. I brewed up the liquid base and needed only to dissolve the powdered prevention into the solution. Unfortunately, as I was measuring, the phone rang, startling me. Instead of an ounce, I ended up with far more, maybe 8 or 10 ounces in all. The combination reacted instantly, bubbling over the edge of the beaker and spilling onto the table. Uh-oh, I thought, this was going to be bad. Pausing only to grab a bag of essential wizard materials, I bolted out of the house, not bothering to close the door behind me. No need. The entire place is in stasis, the prevention preventing anything from occurring until it wears off in a century or two. Now, a few weeks ago, for week 473, that was on the topic of making up your own word, one of the words Anima made up was Mumbolian. The next story is about the night I was unintentionally Mumbolian. It's called One Night at Duke's. One of London's elegant bars is in Duke's Hotel in St. James. Once frequented by Ian Fleming and known for its martinis, Duke's takes a unique approach to mixing a drink. The barman rolls a cart to the table. Each bottle is icy cold, removing the need for ice. Yes, that's very British. The thing about ice is that it provides much-needed dilution in drinks such as a martini. 4 ounces of gin, undiluted, with no more than a spritz of vermouth around the rim of the glass, packs an unexpected wallop. My first one was delicious, so I ordered a second. About 5 minutes later, the booze hit me, and I was barely able to speak, much less pay the bill, and stumbled to the tube. Well, I survived my night at Duke's, and you survived my two stories for this week, so I'll be back next week.
Good morning, everybody. This is Richard, and this week, for a change, I thought I'd try and come up with a story that has nothing in common with Jeffrey's. However, it probably will. This one's called Uncommon Sense. It's a beautiful evening. The sun is shining, there's a gentle breeze, and it's just perfect for a stroll in the fresh air before supper. Especially after a day cooped up indoors at the office. You'd think I'd be out there, enjoying the evening, but I'm not. I'm sat behind my computer screen, checking emails, trawling through pictures of kittens, and whiling away the hours clicking random links on Google as the sunlight fades outside my window. It's a bit crazy. All the accumulated knowledge and wisdom of the world at my fingertips, and not an ounce of common sense. And unfortunately, that's so very true. But there you go. Until next week, goodbye.
Tura Brazoino here with a story on the subject of ounce. I spent years learning Tai Chi, but I could never get this mumbo-jumbo about directing energy through the fingertips, sinking to rise, feeling the opponent's centre, and I reckoned that this chi stuff was just headology. Mind you, the master wasn't all fake. He could push me around like a feather, whatever I tried, and I could never figure out how he did it. He would just say, "No effort. With 4 ounces, deflect 200 pounds. Eventually I figured it out, and I deflected him all right, with a 4-ounce bar of soap in the end of a sock.
I'm Vicky Penny, and this is The Wave. You showed me how much you cared, your right hand middle finger held high as you passed me on the highway. For your information, I would have gladly moved into the right lane if you hadn't been so close to my bumper. So close, I could read your lips as you mouthed opinions of my driving skills. You should have been impressed. With your encouragement, I made sure to obey all road rules, especially the speed limit. As you drove past, glaring and gesturing, I smiled at you, held up my right hand, and waved.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. An ounce of strychnine, a dash of belladonna, and all topped off with a dusting of rat poison. Not quite the usual recipe for cupcakes, but this isn't really your usual cake shop. It's what you might call an upmarket store, a place for the privileged and precocious, the top 10% of society that give nothing and take everything, the entitled few, the brats and the bitches, an exclusive clientele who think they deserve it all. And at my prices, the riffraff steer well clear. Just as well, my cupcakes are far too rich for their kind.
This is Zach Mann. Here goes. Drew had collected enough beverage containers to fill the backyard, despite his family's urging him to turn them in to the recycling center occasionally, then put the money into a savings account. He wanted to follow his parents' advice, but he would never save enough money for a giant cheese sandwich if he deposited the money in a credit union or bank with easy access to PayPal and therefore eBay. Thinking it would be worth every ounce, Drew turned in all his recyclables, then ordered a cheese sandwich statue from Amazon. Also one of Pinkie Pie, since shipping was free.
Chattanooga, Barnsdale, Bennington, Big Cabin, Burlington, Wampanoag, Tallahassee, Tishomingo, Spavinaw, Shady Grove, Shady Point, Ratliff City, Ringwood, Newcastle, Mustang, Oklahoma City, from top to bottom, ain't Oklahoma pretty.
Good morning, Lawrence. This is Jerry, and once again, it is a beautiful day in Oklahoma. I also write, more seriously, about risk-taking and economics at a Facebook page by the name of Lucky and Good. And I'm always looking for new readers and comments. So check it out. You may like it. And now, on a completely different note, here's a little story with the word wave hidden somewhere inside. Enjoy. In the house on Mulberry Street, we waited for the next wave. We locked all the doors and windows and boarded them up. We cleared the yard of the rose bushes that old Mrs. Howard loved, and now we have a clearer field of fire. Mrs. Howard was one of the first to go. Mary took her out. The backyard is safely surrounded by a high brick wall. The water is still working, but most of our food is gone. Someone is going to have to forage soon. What can I say? We weren't ready for the zombie apocalypse.
Hello, Anima here with my submission for this week's challenge. The Hero. Once in a while there comes a hero, one who understands how to manipulate the crowd and situation for the best results. Jeff was not that man. He was the guy who left the tavern with a black eye, owing a round, and almost having to marry the mayor's daughter. If he had given the crone of the crossroads the ounce she wanted, he might have been that hero. But Jeff was a bureaucrat and wanted to see her medical marijuana card and proof that her glaucoma was professionally diagnosed. And now he was in a world of hurt. Thanks. That's it for this week. Have a great time. Bye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Measure for Measure. If you had an ounce of courage, you wouldn't be here. If you had an ounce of decency, you shouldn't be here. So what do you have to say for yourself? Jack rotated the chair beneath his palm and straddled it. He flashed that 10,000-watt smile that irked the hell out of Leo. No, 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 said Leo. Not this time, you little shit. Jack let the smile fade, replaced it with an expression of near contrition. I may not be courageous, I may not be decent, but I may have an ounce of cocaine in my pocket. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. An ounce of discretion is worth a pound of wit, they say. But Tommy didn't care. He cracked jokes continuously and annoyed the hell out of everyone. After a night of drinking, Tommy decided to walk back home. He wobbled through the streets until a car pulled over. The next morning, he woke up to a terrible hangover and a huge surprise. Someone had tattooed "Stop" on his forehead. That was bad enough. But when he finally noticed some of his vital organs were missing, it was too late. An ounce, just an ounce, would have saved his life, they say. This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And a final message. I'm still hosting a writing session at Milkwood in Second Life. It takes place Saturdays at noon, Second Life time. And we write for half an hour and aim to reach 500 words. The idea is to boost your writing pace and to prompt you to escape procrastination. Work on anything you like, your blog post, your drabbles, your novel, anything goes. And if you need a bit of a push, I'll provide a prompt. So drop by one of these Saturdays. I'd love to welcome you there. Okay. Have a great weekend, and talk to you next Sunday. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 476 with a prompt of ounce. I still have family visiting, so my recording room is kind of in disarray, so I'm recording into the laptop again. And it's late Saturday night. I just came back from my dance recital. That's right, I am a tap dancer. This is my 20th year. I got a certificate this year for being a tap dancer. And I have a podcat here whining at me as I record. So this is just a wonderful night for me. Here's my story. Buford hiked around the countryside outside of Geneva with a divining rod his grandfather had famously used to find groundwater. He had the gift, just like Pappy did. It wasn't long until he found what he sought. He drilled a hole in the ground, shoved a rubber hose into it, and attached a suction pump. Buford waited for the collection bottle to fill with dark matter, bleeding off from experiments with the Large Hadron Collider. All he needed was an ounce. An old resident found him and said Buford was wasting his time. Switzerland is on the metric system. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
They say that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. But when you're trying to prevent the wind from blowing something away, it helps to anchor it with as many pounds as you've got. Not only in weight, but in tension, because it's the tension in the ropes and chains that help anchor your something to a rock or tree, which I suppose would be a pound force in cure, not a pound, because tension is measured in pounds force, or newtons, which is kind of ironic, since it's my packet of fig newtons that keeps blowing away.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories on the topic of ounce. Thank you to everyone who is a part of the weekly challenge this week. Whether you wrote, whether you recorded, whether you did a voice for someone else, whether you provided the Foley sound effects for someone, or whether you're just listening, you lazy ass. No, get involved. Give it a try. See what you do. I'll tell you this. I'll see you next week when the topic is wave. Does that give you any ideas? No? Okay. I don't know what to say at this point. Maybe I should just lay back and... It just rained, but it's going to be nice for the rest of the day, I think. Forecast.io is pretty cool. But I just... The maps. I can't get into the maps. I'll see you all next week. Thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief.